Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to my NFL game preview. This week, I'm previewing the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, it was just told to me they're in first place in the AFC South. So I'm going to be like Muhammad Ali. Jacksonville Jaguars. Shock the world! Shock the world! Shock the world last week! Shut out Matty Ice and the Indianapolis Colts 24-0. Duval County! Duval County, we shocked the world. Now, all you people out there that last year was calling my man from Cottesville, Georgia, by way of Clemson, Trevor Lawrence, a bust, I think you need to give him respect from what happened last week. His nickname, Sunshine, 25 of 30, 235 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And then Jacksonville went out in the offseason. They needed a receiver. They got the money man coming over from Arizona by way of Texas A&M, Christian Kirk. Money man! 6 receptions last week. 7-8 yards. 2 touchdowns. Doug Peterson, remember this, the new head coach. He did win a Super Bowl in Philly. And then think about the defense, how they played against Mighty Ice Ryan and the Colts last week. 3 INTs. Andre Sisco, Devin Lloyd, Shaquille Griffin, Tyson Campbell, go Dogs, Roy Robinson Harris. Like I said, everybody was disrespecting Trevor Lawrence, saying he was a bust. But last week, he showed you the Jaguars. Are we going back in time? Are we going back in history? 1999, I'm seeing the Jaguars, 14-2. Tony Brackens, Reagan Upshaw, Fernando Bryant, Kevin Hardy, Jimmy Smith, Donovan Doris. The Jaguars, Duval County, might be back. Let's talk about the LA Chargers. Real talk. I didn't know Justin Herbert was going to be this good, this fast early. To me, Mr. Herbert is one of the top 3 quarterbacks in the game right now. And the Chargers have got an excellent, excellent football team. I think they got a Super Bowl team. But coming up this Sunday, there's word coming out of LA that Justin Herbert might not be ready to play. He suffered a fractured rib last week in a Thursday night game against Kansas City. But boy, he was special. 33 of 48, 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 INT. And boy, let me tell you something. The receiver position, Mike Williams, out of Clemson University, who we just talked about, Michael Williams, exploded on the scene. Thursday Night Football on Amazon. 8 receptions, 113 yards, 1 touchdown. The new Lance Allworth of the San Diego Chargers organization. And then you're looking at that defense, the Chargers still have Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. This is going to be a good football game. But it's a statement game for Jacksonville. You go out there and beat L.A. A lot of people are going to be saying, Duval, Duval County, Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence. I'm taking Jacksonville, taking them in an upset, 27-24. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, Duval County, Sunshine, Trevor Lawrence, the Trinity is back in Jacksonville. The leader, Doug Peterson.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my NFL game preview. The New Orleans Saints taking on the Carolina Panthers. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Key battle in the NFC South. The Saints come in 1-1. The Panthers are 0-2. When I was thinking about this game and I was thinking about my notes, I had to come up with a name for this matchup. It's called a hot seat game. It's a lot of people that's on the hot seat. On the hot seat. On the hot seat. And when I say the seat is getting hot, it's on fire. It's like you coming up out of the seat and that blaze is up your rump. I'm going to start with the New Orleans Saints. Jameis Winston, brother, you got a lot of talent. I've liked you ever since you came out of Florida State. But one thing about you in the National Football League, you've been very inconsistent with the football. Last week, brother, you was 25 of 40, 236 yards. You threw 3 critical interceptions. Make no bones, who that nation has a Super Bowl team. Defensive with Camden Jordan and Marcus Davenport and Marshawn Lattimore and Demario Davis. Y'all stacked. Michael Thomas on the outside with Jarvis Landry and Chris Avila. Y'all stacked. Then this week you're going to get Alvin Kamara back. This is a very key football game for the New Orleans Saints going up there to camp. And it all centers around my man, Jameis Winston. You cannot turn the football over. Now to the Carolina Panthers. Matt Rhule, your situation is kind of similar to what's going down here where I'm broadcasting out of my home here in Douglasville, Georgia, which is 30 miles from downtown Atlanta. What's going on at Georgia Tech, Jeff Collins. Matt Rhule, you on the same hot seat as Jeff Collins. It's game by game. You lose this game against New Orleans on Sunday, I don't know if you're going to make it to Monday morning. The thing about the Carolina situation, obviously Baker Mayfield is not the answer. And I really thought he would. Last week, 14 out of 29, 1 touchdown, 0 interception. He was sacked twice. Christian McCaffrey came back, who's your best player on the team. He came back last week, 102 yards on 15 carries, 26 yards on 4 catches. But the thing about it is that you look at Carolina, they have Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold on the roster, right? And both of them in the 2018 draft, Mayfield went number 1 overall, Darnold went number 3 overall. And look where we at right now. And getting back to that 2018 draft, I want you to hear this. Baker Mayfield is on his second team. Sam Darnold is on his second team. Josh Rosen, I don't even know he's in the league. He was the 10th overall pick. But the 7th overall pick, who they consider to be a bust, is Josh Allen, who's bowling. And then you're looking at Lamar Jackson, who was took the last pick. And you look where Baker Mayfield's at right now. It's unbelievable. But getting back to the Carolina Panthers, really it's all about Baker Mayfield, man. The 2 quarterbacks in the game, Jameis Winston and Baker Mayfield. And Baker Mayfield, I'm going to say this to the Panthers fan base. I thought coming over to Carolina that you'll be the answer and you'll say Matt Rhule's job. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. This is a very, very important football game on Sunday. The hot seat game. Because if New Orleans go up there and Jameis Winston plays poorly, that's going to be a lot of who that's coming out of New Orleans. And that's going to be a lot of people down on Bourbon Street that's going to be mad. And then you're looking over at Carolina. If the Panthers don't win, Matt Rhule, you might not make it to Monday. My prediction, it's a tough one, but I'm going to say Carolina's going to pull it out 20-17. And I think Matt Rhule is going to have his job saved this Sunday.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video, please come in and share it. A special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Mayfield against Winston. Rhule, all the brothers. I'm going to call you the hot seat brothers. Have a blessed day. Here, oh, 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.